Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com. And we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country in some of the larger cities. We thank them for that. And many independents out there across the country, too. And we appreciate everybody that's carrying the show, that's listening to us right now. Now, we also are broadcasting around the world live on the Internet. And most of the radio stations, if not all of them, and, of course, GCN Live, and my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, is where you can hear that right now. And we broadcast the live show on my website every night. And then during the day, we played the recorded session of the show we just did. The last show is on there, so you can hear it every day if you want to listen in the daytime and not stay up at night to listen. That's okay, too. But for you night dwellers, including all those American Airlines folks in Dallas who had to chime in when they heard me talk about Delta in Atlanta, thank you very much for being around and for listening to us. And we'll get to that in a couple minutes, too, because the Delta crew, we have to chime in at 3 o'clock. That's when they start their shift. But a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and veterans and EMS and firefighters and police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us safe and free. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch, the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, also the FedEx and UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers, the suicide jockeys getting the gas, the diesel, and the very expensive jet fuel to where it needs to go. And, by the way, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can message us over there, too, besides listening to us. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, or X as it's now known, X as at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, out there in the milk and sunny and the melted toast and cheese and butter and all that good stuff, oh, and Nancy Pelosi, is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Melted butter. I created that one a second ago. I figured if you got toast, you got to have butter, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah. So let's go with the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All righty. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we start the week off with Joe Biden once again literally treading water in the polls against Donald Trump. But there's a new feature that's entered into this presidential mix. Three guesses as to what it is, Kyle.
Well, is it his popularity or not there very much of with Democrats now?
That's part of it. But the other part of it is a larger number of people say that they would vote third party against both Trump and Biden.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what we've been hearing. Yes.
And if that were to happen based on today's polls, and there was a new one that just came out, a Washington Post ABC poll, which is by no stretch of the imagination an average type conservative poll. It happens to be very liberal. It has Donald Trump ahead of Joe Biden by 10 points, 52 to 42.
That's really something, isn't it?
It is. Now, the first thing that comes to mind with me, deeming his unpopularity, making him unpopular, is his age keeps being brought up more and more. Have you noticed?
Well, of course, yes.
And that he hasn't done anything that anybody can talk about. His three significant accomplishments are creating an immigration crisis along the border, right?
Sure.
Are killing American working families with his inflationary policies that have gotten worse, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
And passing an egregious spending bill that spiked our inflation to begin with when we were told that's what was going to happen. Well, no, it's the Inflation Reduction Act. All it's done is caused inflation to go up. And he truly thinks he's the only one that can do the job. And he's wrong.
Well, that's typically what a president would say, of course, if they're running for re-election. But, you know, obviously, Captain, there's been so many problems. The Inflation Reduction Act, as you mentioned, yeah, I don't see it reducing anything, and it's just gotten worse.
No, and there's a flurry of stories coming from the establishment media about how Joe can't hack it and he can't do the job, and it's almost a constant need. His staff keeps calling up the reporters every day and saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. We'll give you an exclusive if you don't do that. Every day this is going on.
Well, it's hard to imagine that Joe Biden has the reins, you know, firmly in hand. He seems to not know kind of where he's going, what he's supposed to say next, and often comments on the idea that he'll get in trouble if he does this or that.
And then how do we explain how he shacked up in Lake Tahoe for 3, 4, 5 days, whatever it was, before he got on a plane and flew to Hawaii to observe the damage firsthand? How do we explain that when he wouldn't even answer any questions?
Well, I think they were having a little tete-a-tete about what to do next and whether or not he's going to run and the situation that continues to sort of be spiraling out of control.
All right, more when we come back, folks. But that's the way we started. It's an unfortunate circumstance. Kyle Warren will be right here with us, and I'll be there too. And don't go anywhere, because we are coming right back with more.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
To the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. We appreciate that. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com. And Mike Lindell, who's currently celebrating his 20th year anniversary by some great specials, Now, you can go over there to MyPillow.com. You always need a promo code, so use the promo code CAPTAIN, or call them at 800-641-5459, whichever way works best for you, and take a look, see what they've got, or ask them what's on sale, and they'll tell you everything. And it is everything. For example, the MyPillows are down to $19.95, and that's a tremendous savings from where they've been. And in some cases, the pillows are marked down $50, $60, depending on what size pillow you're talking about. But the slippers, you can get a tremendous deal on the slippers, the sandals, tremendous deal there, as well as their towels and their sheets and their mattress toppers and their mattresses and everything else that they've got over at MyPillow.com. So go to the website, MyPillow.com, and don't forget, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Phone number is 800-641-5459. If you want to call, there's a live person there 24-7 at that number, 800-641-5459. Give them a call and see what they can do for you. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. And you might be better off doing that, and then you wouldn't have to fall over Mrs. Professor or Kyle running in and out grabbing stuff, right?
Exactly right, yes.
Who's ahead in the lead there?
Well, again, I can't give any I can't confirm or deny any details in this. It's a clandestine operation.
Just there's somebody that's definitely in front, but we won't say who. Okay.
All right.
Well, let's talk about the judge overseeing the case, reviewing the removal of Donald Trump from the ballot, has agreed to order the banning of what?
Well, this is going on right now in Colorado. This is the first significant lawsuit, we understand, that's seeking to bar Donald Trump from being on the ballot in 2024. This last Friday, the judge in the case issued a protective order that prohibited any threats or intimidation in the case, talking about safety of all those involved, including herself and her staff. She says, quote, "I 100% understand everybody's concern for the parties, the lawyers, and frankly myself and my staff, based on what we've seen in other cases." This is from District Judge Sarah B. Wallace. So this order prohibits any parties in the case, Captain, from making any threatening or intimidating statements. So that's what this is all about, and evidently they don't want anybody to be talking about the case in any other kind of way other than the basic facts.
So who's threatening who?
I think it's a general idea that nobody in this case, I would think, of course, but I think this means about the Trump camp not saying anything that would be out of line or untoward, in her opinion, that would seem to be threatening or intimidating. I think that's what her thought process is.
Now let's go over to Hawaii for a minute, because the residents there are preparing to return to the sites of their homes that have been demolished as a result of the wildfire a couple of weeks ago in Lahaina. I'm sure that's going to be emotional.
Well, yes, very, very much so, one would think, of course, because of the terrible devastation that is there now. I mean, that's just going to take years and years in order to ever put right at all. The loss of life, of course, can never be put right. People that have lived there for many, many years, of course, trying to pick up the pieces as best they can to rebuild their lives.
Well, they've been bulldozing a number of homes that were not rebuildable. I know that, but to lower things out to make things eliminate the fire hazard, I guess is what they were doing for the most part.
Right. Yeah, what they've done, they divided the burned areas into 17 zones and dozens of sub-zones, we understand. So, first they have to be cleared to get back in and so forth. It's all going to be highly controlled, it appears, to have people go back to the sites of their homes, which unfortunately now no longer exist.
Okay. Well, Joe Biden is going populist with the artificial intelligence as he's defending union workers from attacks. Now, I think he's going to Michigan with the auto workers to march with them on the picket line tomorrow. Is that correct? One day ahead of Donald Trump?
I believe so, yes. So here on Monday, yeah, he should be there, I believe, yeah.
So what the heck?
It'll be Tuesday from our perspective.
So what is he doing any different? What does this article mean that he's going populist?
That's a really good. Well, I think he's trying to show that he's one of the people in that sense, that he's going to be there. He said before that he is the most pro-union president ever in the history.
Oh boy!
And so this is part of his way of trying to show that. He's also been, of course, defending the unions from what they deem as attacks by Nikki Haley and Tim Scott. Tim Scott, we might recall the other day, said the union workers should be fired if they went on strike, or words to that effect, basically, which obviously did not sit well with the unions, and probably not with a lot of other people across the country either.
Well, that probably comes from the era of Ronald Reagan when he did that with the air traffic controllers.
Well, that's right, and I do recall when Reagan did that, he busted the union.
Yep.
But of course, when we're talking about air traffic control, that's a key facet to people moving about the country. And not to say that the building the automobiles aren't is not important, because it truly, truly is. But it doesn't bring the country to a halt in the same sense as no aircraft flying.
Well, the true story about the union deal, if they were to make one, and by the way, there is a report up in Canada that the Ford Motor Company up there has made a tentative deal with their union employees up there. Is that correct? Did you hear that?
That's what we're hearing, yes, exactly.
But nobody else?
As far as we know, no. We also understand that in other news, and we'll get to probably in a little bit here, the Writers Guild and Hollywood Studios have also reached now a tentative deal to end the strike yet, to end the strike, I should say. But
right.
There's no deal yet for the SAG-AFTRA actors that have gone out.
Right, and we just mentioned it, so I guess we got to it. But let's mention one other thing. That will bring back some of the they've been losing some ridiculous amount of money a day without having these shows and these sponsors and these advertisements and all. So I don't know, you know, how that's going to help them, but I guess it can't hurt them yet.
Well, right. I think that you know, they've had to postpone production of any new programs for the new seasons, basically. So all that's going to have to go back in the mix here and see where they're at. And of course, the central question about this, I think, had to do with AI repurposing people's works and letting AI write new scripts or just write scripts to begin with, because it really does make a difference. If you originate the script, you're going to get paid a lot more than if you just sort of polish it up after an AI program writes it for you.
Now, I got a great way to take us up to the break. The congressman from South Carolina, the very distinguished and been around forever, Mr. Clyburn, has said the GOP wants to impeach Joe Biden for being a father to his son.
Yeah, this is kind of a retread of what we heard just a little while ago, too, from other Democrats. So he was on Meet the Press, and evidently this is a talking point. You got to believe it. It's just a talking point that has probably been circulated. So go out there and say he loves his son too much, and he's just being a father to his son, and we'll keep saying this. But, of course, you know, that's a major oversimplification of Joe Biden's role from what we understand so far.
Well, he's up to his eyeballs in alligators with this. He's involved, and he refuses to say that he is, but there's too much information out there that says that he is involved, actually, physically, personally.
And that's where this impeachment is going to turn, isn't it? It's
yep.
going to be how much did the big guy get, and when did he get it, and how much did he know, and when did he know it?
But I still
familiar?
Yeah, but I still say that... He won't go to jail, and neither will his son, even though they've tacked on a couple of extra charges. He won't go to jail either. He'll pay a fine, a hefty fine, but he'll be out on the street. That's the way it works. All right, hold your thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour. That means your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and give you the weather and the news, too. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update.
The major film and television studios delivered their best and final offer to the striking writers, adding to significant hope that the negotiations to end the months-long strike will conclude with an agreement this weekend. Negotiators with the Writers Guild of America were expected to review the offer and deliver their response. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and other top Garden State Democrats are calling on Senator Bob Menendez to resign, a sign of how quickly the senator's political support may erode after his shocking indictment on federal bribery charges. And Ophelia, now a post-tropical cyclone, is moving up the East Coast, bringing heavy rainfall and threats of flash flooding and dangerous surf from North Carolina to New Jersey. New York City issued a travel advisory warning of a long-duration rainfall event. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll get right back to him in a minute. Before I let you know that this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That's a product that I take every day, have been taking for 13 years. And the reason I take it is pretty simple. It works. And I will tell you that over the weekend, the people that I ran into at the gun show, several of them came up to me and said that they were so happy that I'd mentioned this and they'd taken it as a result, and it was working for them. So thank you very much to those people, about half a dozen of them came up to me, and saw a couple of people that take it regularly, and they were also came up to me and said thank you. But the reason it does all of this is pretty simple. It's the ingredients that are in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It'll go straight to the source, alleviate the pain, or lower it associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. Now, Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. It comes in little convenient individual packets where you have four capsules in a packet. Easy to take. And supports healthy joints and muscles, too. It's only $19.95 with a three-week quick start. Yep, $19.95. Then after that, you can sign up to get it monthly or every other month or every third month, whatever works for you. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. And for $19.95, you can get on the the Relief Factor plan. Now, I also take vitamin B12, vitamin C, and vitamin D from that website because they have a very good product that's there, and my doctor likes it. So that's how I found out about it. So that's how I'm taking it. So it's relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle has something he likes to say. What is that, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a try. You'll be very happy. Well, guess who's still trying to be relevant, Kyle?
Who's that?
Hillary Clinton. She said, and I quote, "He hates democracy," as she's warning about the 2024 election interference coming from the Republicans.
Well, I guess, who is she talking about? Is she talking about Vladimir Putin hates democracy? Or is it, Donald Trump hates democracy?
I think she's brought up Russia again. And her...
Yeah. She is talking about Putin, I believe. She says he has indeed, or actually she was talking with Jen Psaki, I should say. And Jen Psaki said he has indeed interfered in our elections in the past. She said, talking about the Russia, I guess. She says it's not something, as you experience firsthand, is not something we talk about a lot. Do you fear that this is something that could be happening for 2024? Do you think we should be talking about it more? Clinton said we should no doubt basically be talking about potential in election interference because she has, quote, no doubt that Putin has done it before. This according to a Fox News report. So, yeah, Captain, I don't know. Wait a minute. You see, because if Trump actually wins this thing, and that is a distinct possibility based on the polls that we're seeing right now, we've got a long way to go to the election. But if he does win, then they can come back out and they can say, well, look who did it this time. It was Putin again. Putin changed his mind, I guess, back to Trump. Because if Putin actually swung the election for Trump, why did he then give it to Joe Biden if now he's just going to give it back to Donald Trump? And none of this makes any sense.
Well, she'd better back her boy, Joe Biden, because did you hear this one? President Joe Biden called LL Cool J boy. He used the word boy at a Congressional Black Caucus event.
Yeah, that's a terrible sort of connotation.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think that, again, it really starts to show that Joe Biden is kind of losing it, that he would not understand that this would be a very egregious and offensive form of speech here. That would just be mean, and why he would do such a thing, I just don't know.
Well, it was mean when it was done years ago, and it's meaner today.
Well, of course. And again, I think it shows that Joe Biden is not able to, he's deteriorating in that sense. And it's just as wrong when he says it in that state, but it's also a telltale sign now, I think.
Yeah. In the meantime, Taiwan is warning of the Chinese army buildup. On the island of Fujian.
Well, that's right. China is setting the stage for these things. Now, you could, refer to it as, well, this is just what they're doing. I mean, they have to do something with their military, and they got to report back to their bosses, and they have to let the people know that they're strong, and they're getting, all the stuff ready and all that. But, that's a terrible way of having to conduct the business of your country, because you're literally lighting the fuse with all this buildup and these maneuvers and talk about intimidation. How about Taiwan? I mean, they must feel intimidated when 100 planes come flying at them that day. And
yeah.
It's just where this all goes and how to turn this off is anybody's guess, unfortunately.
Now, are you ready for a feature that every time his name gets mentioned that we have to play something? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I think I know what this is. Yeah.
Here we go.
Report.
Oh, yes. Dr. Fauci. That little short guy that made all that money. for telling you something you didn't need to do. But anyway, I'll digress. It's something different. Little old Fauci says, I am the science. And in the meantime, now we've got Merrick Garland, who dangerously has I am the law going on. So says Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I think he's drawing that conclusion, right, or drawing that comparison, I should say, because back in the day when Fauci said, basically, I am the science, or I know about the science.
Well, he said
sort of equated himself with being, the definitive word, you know, basically what the science is going to be for COVID and so forth. Well, here I think he's drawing that comparison to Merrick Garland, and I think what he's doing, he's showing that there's arrogance, there's a massive amount of arrogance there that basically says, if this, you're going to have these kinds of questions for me, I really shouldn't have to answer them. I'm just speculating into what Ted Cruz his philosophy might be on this.
Well, are you ready for a little demonstrative action here on the part of Joe Biden and a retaliation back? Are you ready for that?
Sure.
Okay. Democrats are demanding. I use the word again. Democrats are demanding Joe Biden be given credit for a successful economy.
Yeah, that's because...
Wait a minute. We got somebody who wants to chime in here. Okay, what is that? What is that? What do you want to say, sir? What is that? Oh, okay. That's our laughing man. Yeah. It's not funny, Kyle, to the people that are suffering the most, because there's no such thing as a successful economy from where they're sitting with the price of gasoline going up again. And what is it up by you now?
Well, let's see. It's at least $6.10, as I recall from earlier.
And even ours is going up over here in Florida where it shouldn't be, because, there's not a lot of people that are driving as far as they used to go anymore. I mean, they just aren't.
Well, indeed. And they need to make some pretty tough decisions about themselves and their kitchen table budgets, whether or not they're going to go out to eat, whether they're, in other words, their lifestyle changes in some cases dramatically, because either their interest rate has gone up, and the interest rate's going up everywhere for the prime and so forth, and then that ties in. Let's say you had an adjustable rate mortgage. Well, what's your payment next month? Who knows? We'll see what the interest rates are, right? But it's going to be more.
Right.
Gasoline keeps going up. Go to the grocery store and take this. Do this challenge, everybody. Take a bag and a standard size bag like a tote bag and fill it with groceries this week. Fill it with groceries next week, and it's probably going to be a lot more. And I'm not talking about buying all these other items. I'm talking about essentials.
By the way, isn't Russia a member of the G7?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, please explain to me how they are avoiding the G7 price cap sanctions that were put on all the members not being able to raise prices above reasonable levels, and what they're doing now, there's nothing reasonable about it. We'll talk about that probably after the top of the hour, but folks, here comes the music. That means it's time for us to get out of here for another break, and when we come back, we'll be doing the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. Take a look at the weather out on the roads. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
can that guy play the piano? What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, now you know who that is, right?
Who is that?
I thought you knew. It's the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Oh, it's the Thunderbirds. Okay, cool.
My Bird. That's a song that we discovered we didn't even know they made. And it suddenly popped up one night. Somebody wanted to know if I could play the song, and I said, never heard it. And they said, well, go look it up. You'll find it. And I did, and there it was, sure as heck.
All right, well, if that's a Thunderbirds, it sounds tough enough to me.
Yeah. Ain't I tough enough? Yeah, okay. All right, well, let me see here. The post-tropical Ophelia is still around. It's going to be in the south. We're going to have some probably severe storms. And unsettled weather in the northwest is going to make life interesting because we could have the S word in a couple of things here in the next day or two. But we do have a lot of different changes coming in the weather as we're going more seasonal for the next few days. So, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, we're going to start in southern Colorado. This is all going to be right here west of I-25. But if you're in the Alamosa or Conejos area, you've got a freeze warning going on right now, so be aware of that. We have various and sundry dry weather, fire weather warnings in southern Oregon and parts of southern Idaho. We do have a wind advisory, though, if you're in the Lakeview, Paisley, or Klamath Falls area of southern Oregon. We also have an aerial flood watch, which is west of Medford, going on right now. But where the big stuff is happening right now, and of course, this is going to play off of the area there near Medford. But moving north from there, we've got all kinds of rain that have come in from the Pacific Ocean. It's up in Canada. It's in Vancouver, and it's coming all the way down the west coast through Seattle to Portland, over into central Oregon through Fossil. And almost to Baker City at this point, and almost to Walla Walla on the radar map right now. But we do have a lot of precipitation covering most of the western half of Washington and most of the western half of Oregon. So I would think, Captain, that Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, is probably seeing the raindrops at this point, so we hope that he's doing okay. That's what we're seeing right now out west. More next hour, and be careful out there.
Break out the kayak.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go over here and take a look at our side of the pond, and taking a look at starting with North Dakota and working our way straight south down that way. North Dakota, South Dakota looking pretty good. Nebraska looking pretty good tonight. Same thing for Kansas. However, in Oklahoma, over east in the Panhandle, over east going up I-44 towards Joplin and towards Springfield, you've got fog, dense fog, and it'll be in the mixture. And it's also on the outskirts of Oklahoma City. And if you're coming east on I-40, it'll be coming all the way into Fort Smith, Arkansas, along with you. Now, we do have what looks like a little bit of rain going on right now in the southeastern corner of Oklahoma and moving into southern Arkansas as we speak. There's a little bit of rain down to the south of San Antonio headed towards Laredo. So if you're going that way, you'll probably have a shower to drive through. Got a little bit of fog, patchy fog again, south of Houston down towards the border, as well as over towards New Orleans, a little bit of patchy fog there. And got a little bit of moisture up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight. Just starting in, not too much to think about yet. However, where Ophelia was, you still got the effects of the flooding up there. And, yeah, it flooded where we told you it was going to, all the low-lying areas. And they've got a gale warning and a rough sea, rough rip curve, tide and all that stuff in effect from north of the Chesapeake Bay all the way up to Cape Cod. And then there's a fog warning at a couple of different places in Maine. But what we noticed with the weather when we took a look at what was going on with the storm was Ophelia is continuing to inject parts of the Middle Atlantic and New England with rain and dangerous coastal conditions. Now, scattered severe storms in the South Plains and lower Mississippi Valley may produce damaging winds, large to very large hail, and heavy rain. and cool and wet conditions are expected in the Northwest and, of course, into Northern California, as you just heard Kyle tell you. Locally heavy rain on burn scars could cause debris flows and could cause some flooding and maybe even a mudslide or two. Right, Kyle?
Indeed, yes.
All right, so tell us all about the Pilot and the Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on broadcast, and you can find out about them, all their great amenities. You can also find out about their My Rewards Plus app. Now, this is something you can download for your Android or iPhone system, and you can start saving money, earning points, saving time, get access to these great amenities, and much, much more. That's the My Rewards Plus app. Definitely want to join up with that. And by the way, we're almost done with September, but September continues to be Driver Appreciation Month, and Pilot Flying J Travel Centers wants to say thank you to all our pro drivers out there through the My Rewards Plus app. Each week of September, of course, you can enjoy 3 free drinks from your favorite brands. You can also find new and exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work and your dedication out there on the road. So whether you're a pro driver or a traveler, check out PilotFlyingJ.com. Use the locations function to find the location nearest you and check out their My Rewards Plus app. Download it today, PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty. Thank you, Kyle. And by the way, in the hurricane things, we had a new storm name itself over the weekend. Philippe is what it is. And it's going to probably stay out in the middle of the Atlantic and not bother anybody. It's what it looks like at the moment. We do have another system that's off of the coast of Africa coming our way. And it's got a 70% chance of forming within 7 days. And it's got a 30% chance of forming within 48 hours into something tropical. Where it's going to go, nobody knows yet. And in the Gulf of Mexico, right about even with Cuba right now, we have a disturbance, which there's only a 10% chance of cyclone formation over the next 48 hours, but it's very disorganized, and it could just bring rain to areas along the Gulf, but we don't know where that's going to be yet because the early charts, you got it going everywhere and anywhere. So it may go west, it may go north, it may go northeast. We don't know yet. But it will be a rainmaker for sure in the Gulf of Mexico. So be advised of that. And, Kyle, with that, we say we're not out of hurricane season yet, are we?
No, unfortunately, no. And that's why it's always good to be prepared, even be prepared ahead of time. Have your go bag or have other things that you know that you're going to do if you ever get the word that you have to evacuate.
And if you can, don't leave your car less than half full of fuel. Don't get caught.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't get caught out there in those big gas lines. Because half a tank of fuel will take you out of Florida at least. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-9.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.